right. So today we're going to talk about chapter 33. And the title is called The Lord of Worship. And before we get into it, I'm going to ask a couple of questions about last week. The first one is, what does God forbid in the first commandment? Yes, loving and worshiping idols. That's what he forbids. So what does God require in the first commandment? Loving and worshiping him as our God in Christ. That is correct. And today's verses is going to be off of the book of Exodus, chapter 20, verses 4 through 6. So if you would, please, let's navigate to Exodus 20, chapter 20, verses 4 through 6. You shall not make for yourself an idol or any likeness of what is in heaven above or on the earth beneath or in the water under the earth. You shall not worship them or serve them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children, on the third and fourth generation of those who hate me, but showing love kindness to thousands, to those who love me and keep my commandments. All right, so the first question is, what was Israel not to make or bow down to? What's that? That's correct. Images or statues meant to represent God. The second question is, what reason did God give for why they must not worship him by images? Because what? Close. Because his jealousy. We tend to think of jealousy as a sin, and often this is right, but God's jealousy means his holy love for his glory and worship. And the last question is, what does God teach in this commandment about the relation of fathers to their children and grandchildren? Yep. So God is not saying that future generations are guilty of the sins of past generations, but he is telling us that children ordinarily follow in the footsteps of their parents and grandparents, receiving curses for unfaithfulness to God or blessings for faithfulness to God. All right, and so the main idea to reflect on is the Lord whom we worship is the Lord of worship. If the first commandment tells us who we are to worship, then the second commandment tells us how we are to worship him. Yahweh is not only the one we are called to worship, but he is the Lord of worship. We are not free to come before him in any way we please. We are especially not free to come near to him by way of images and statues. The ungodly nations around Israel worshiped their false gods in this way, but Israel was not to do so in their worship of Yahweh. Why? Because image worship reflects the glory of God as the creator, keeper, and savior of Israel. Think about it. An image has to be drawn, painted, or given shape by the creature. But God is not given shape by his people. God's people are given shape by him. An image has also to be drawn, painted, or given shape by the things in creation. But God cannot be made to look like a man or a star or an animal. He is an infinite spirit. But the most important reason why Israel wasn't to make an image was because God hadn't revealed himself in the form of an image. See Deuteronomy 4:15. God's people are not free to worship him in any way they want, but only in the way that he wants. That was one of the main purposes we will see in all the complicated details of the law regarding the tabernacle, priesthood, and sacrifices. God was making clear to Israel that when it comes to his worship, nothing is left to the idea of the human beings. The Lord whom we worship is the Lord of worship. All right, a couple of questions from that. The first one is, why is making an image of God wrong? Exactly, because no one has seen God, right? So we don't know what he looks like, right? What else? Yeah, the idols and the images, they're not alive, right? Like God is, right? So first, it makes us lords over God, since our minds and hands determine what we think he looks like. Second, it makes God like us, since an image necessarily looks like the things of creation. And third, it goes beyond what God has revealed regarding his glory and commanded regarding his worship. Next question is, now that Jesus has come, is it okay for us to use images in worship? Trick question. Yes or no? No, right? No, images of God are forbidden in every age. God continues to order his worship by his word. Since Jesus has come, God commands us to worship him by reading and preaching the Bible, praying, singing, partaking of the sacraments, which is baptism and the Lord's Supper, and giving offerings. And so the last question is, what is the general principle set forth in the second commandment? How to worship, yes. So it does not only matter who we worship, but also how we worship. All right? So let's go ahead and pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this message. And again, just thank you for making a way for us to boldly approach you. And I pray for our church, in this local church and everywhere around us, Lord, that we would give ourselves wholeheartedly to the elements God has prescribed for our covenant worship, not seeking to approach him in any other way, Lord. And just thank you again that you give us your laws and your word, Lord, so that we can study and so we can complete these commandments that you have commanded us, Lord. And it is in Christ Jesus' name I pray. Amen.